can a teacher, a preacher, a prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, apostle be anointed to teach business? He should be anointed to teach people to prosper and be in health even as their soul prospers. If their soul isn't prospering in business concepts and business instruction, then those people can't prosper. Romans chapter 12 and verse 11. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. So can I be doing business in the spirit, serving the Lord? Can I serve the Lord in doing business? Every child of God should own their own business. Why should they own their own business? So they can be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. I don't know what business is supposed to be. Well, then you're going to have to keep going until you know. But that's where God wants you. It's written in the Word. I can't go through all the messages that I've had over and over again. But if you're paying attention, you will see, wait, this is where God wants me to be. It's not where I am, but it's where you need to be. To engage in business is part of your calling. It's 90% of your calling. Listen, he's trying to speak to you, but you don't understand the language. Study and do your own business. I hope you're here.
But I'm happy where I am. I'm happy in my complacency.
Well, I'm not happy with it. God's not happy with it. Why would he be telling you to do things that you're not doing if he was happy with it? Right. He first started out, he said, it comes from the ministry. Lies that come from the ministry. A lie in the body of Christ that says you can't be in ministry and business at the same time. That lie comes from the ministry. It rests squarely on the ministry. And believe me, it's there. If you haven't heard of it, I don't know where you've been, what rock you've been living under, but you can't be in business and be in the ministry at the same time. There's a thing called full-time ministry. Oh, I'm in full-time ministry. That means I can't be involved in any other business. I can't be doing anything else. All I'm doing, all I do all day long is sit in the Word of God and prayer. Prayer. I'm going to show you where this came from. It is a lie. And the problem is it has put us on the false trajectory, and it's made us so we can't get to where we need to go. Trick that the devil's used to try to say that people that are in the ministry can't be involved in business things. And what it has done is it shortchanged the body of Christ. Yep. And it's left us in a place where we've been deficient in the world. Where we should have been the head and not the tail. We can't be because, well, the ministry, who's supposed to lead us, has been deficient in this area because they can't do it. Are you seeing this at all?
Yep.
Acts chapter 6, verse 1. And in those days when the number of disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Acts 6, verse 2. Then the 12 called the multitude of disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look out among yourselves, look out among you, seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Say this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Is this in your Bible?
Yep.
It seems to me, and it would seem, say it would seem. It would seem that people, and this is where they get it from, that people that are committed to the ministry of the word shouldn't be involved in business things. Right? In fact, if you go up and you look up this word, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Who is saying this? The 12. They have said this. It is not reasonable. It is not, the other word is desirable. It's not desirable for us. We don't desire that. That's not something we want to do. It wasn't saying God was saying this. They were saying it. And I'm not saying that the business idea wasn't good. Set some other people in here so that they can get going with it and helping out. Right? That's delegation. But here we have the apostles, and I understand. I'm getting on your toes. I'm getting on what the toes of what you might think the word is saying, but it's not saying this. Sometimes the word has people doing things that are wrong so that we can learn from it. right? Then called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reasonable or desirous, we don't desire this, that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look you out among yourselves. So here's the leaders of the church. What did they say? They've completely abdicated their authority and duty. They didn't even choose out the people. They said, you pick them out, you look among yourselves and do that. We can't be bothered with this. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, you're the servant, you're the one that's supposed to wash the other people's feet, you're there to help other people. And they're like, no, we can't be bothered with it. It's starting to sound pharisaical, isn't it? We can't be, we're separate from this. And there's a lot of that in the body of Christ today, where the, you know, where the ministry is way up here and you have to talk to them a certain way. Here we have an indication of that. It's not desirable for, well, no kidding, you guys will just want to sit over there and pray in tongues and read the Bible, and you don't want to get your hands dirty anymore. It's not desirable for us. Look you out among yourselves. You pick out the people. At a minimum, they should have said, you know what, I'm gonna go pray for a while like Jesus did, and I'm gonna pick out seven people. Yep. We're gonna come to an agreement and hear from God, and we're gonna choose the people that are supposed to be chosen to do this. If they were leaders like they were supposed to be, they weren't even doing their leadership here.
That's right.
You seeing this at all? 12 called a multitude of disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. We don't desire that. Wherefore, brethren, look out among yourselves seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost, wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. You go do the legwork. Look at the business. That is their business, is to pick out people and to know who should be put into different offices and places. That's their business. Yeah. They said, we'll appoint them over it. You pick them out. This feels good. You know, I've learned too that there's places in the spirit that don't feel right, but they are right. There's places in the spirit where you don't want to go and it's uncomfortable. I've been there a thousand times. Well, maybe not a thousand, that's probably exaggeration, but I've been there enough times to know that you keep pushing in. It's not always comfortable to say the things God wants you to say. Galatians chapter 6 verse 5, and the saying pleased the whole multitude. Listen, and the saying pleased God. Is that what it says? And the saying pleased God. We are not desiring to do that. We don't desire to do it. You look about it and you set people over that business. Wow. Right? We'll give ourselves continually to the word and the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased God. Is that what your Bible says? No, the Bible says the saying pleased the multitude. They were pleasing themselves and they were pleasing the multitude. They weren't pleasing God. They didn't want to dirty themselves in business. They, right here, the lie began. And it's been perpetuated by the ministry from there on, is that you can't be in business and in ministry at the same time. For do I now persuade men or God? Do I seek to please men? For if I please men, should I not be the servant of Christ? Is this in your Bible? Paul's saying, if I'm seeking to please men, I'm not the servant of Christ. Do you see the connection between those two things? And we've gotten off track because we've separated the ministry and put it up on this pedestal so that you can't actually go and do the 90% of the work that you're supposed to do, and it's hindered. It's put shackles on the body of Christ because we can't be in business now. If you're in the ministry, you can't be in business. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. Gave gifts unto who?
Men.
Who were these gifts given to?
Men.
And then he'll go down, he'll talk about the gifts. They're the ministry gifts. Who were they given to? Men. They weren't to sit there and lord over them. They were given to them so that the men could do something. Are you here? Verse 11. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the perfecting of the saints. Mm-hmm. And if we've hindered the ministry gifts given to men in their ability to teach on prosperity and to teach on business, which is 90% of everyone's calling, then we've completely cut the hamstring of the body of Christ. You don't think the devil knew that? Preaching and teaching on business and prosperity should be one of the first and foremost things that people are taught. I would above all things that you prosper and be in health, but you can't teach on that. And God's way for prospering, number one, is to be in business and to make a profit. If you're going to prosper, you got to make a profit. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teaches thee to profit. Amen. Well, one of the ways God's going to teach his people to profit is by a teacher in the church anointed to teach prosperity, anointed to teach somebody how to profit. And if his number one way to profit is to be in business, then we need anointed business instructors in the body of Christ.
Yes.
But we can't do that because that's people that are outside the ministry. Do you see my problem with this? Why? It's the lie has been perpetuated by the ministry itself. I think this is getting across. Right?
Praise God.
Lord thy God, which teaches thee to profit, leads thee by the way that I should go. And God is going to do this with his ministry gifts and his anointing. His anointing comes on the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. Why? To perfect the saints. How's he going to perfect them? In business things. If that's 90% of their ministry. Welcome to the Metropolitan Holy Ghost Society Business School. Why? Because we're serving God in business.
Yeah.
Is this getting across at all?
This is awesome.
Can a teacher, a preacher, a prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, apostle be anointed to teach business? He should be anointed to teach people to prosper and be in health even as their soul prospers. If their soul isn't prospering in business concepts and business instruction, then those people can't prosper.
That's right.
He's trying to speak to you, but you don't understand the language. He's trying to speak to his people in the body of Christ, his teachers, and speak through them, but they're not speaking the language because it's been cut off. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. And verse 5, and he sought the Lord in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. Who was Zechariah? Zechariah was a prophet. Say, Zechariah was a prophet. He was also a teacher. In those days, the teaching came through the prophets, prophet teachers. He sought God in the days of Zechariah the prophet, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, what? God made him to prosper. So his connection to prosperity was in his connection to the anointing of God.
Yes.
The Lord God teaches you to profit. I hope you're here. Open your ears this morning so you can hear what the Spirit is saying to you, that you may know how to get to the place you need to go, that you may be instructed and begin to learn to speak the words of business and prosperity that the Spirit of God's trying to bring to you, but you've had dull ears. My people have had dull ears, says the Spirit of the Lord. They won't even hear. They're unwilling to hear what I'm bringing to them. So you must be at least willing. You have to be willing to learn. Study to be quiet and to do. Study to do. Say study.
Study.
To do.
To
do. To do what? Your own business. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. So this prosperity is going to come through the ministry gift.
Yeah.
And the ministry gift should be telling you how to do business. You should be engaged with that ministry gift and how to do business. God's representatives are his ministry gifts. Is this not true? When you tithe, you're tithing what? 10% of your income. If you have a business and your business makes a certain amount of money and you tithe 10% of your income, you are partnered up with God and his ministry gifts. They become a partner in your business. Who does? The ministry gift. So the ministry gifts by the Spirit of God are able to come to you and bring you revelation and wisdom and skill, but we've blocked that off. Even the ministry gifts in their own understanding have blocked that off, that they can't go beyond just telling you this is the word in prayer, because all I do is study the word in prayer and I'm not allowed to go into business, when that anointing should be in business. Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business.
Right.
We need to break down that wall and go through that door and know that the Spirit of God is leading us in that direction, that we may take over in places of the world that are controlling interests, that need to have the hand of God flowing and moving in there.
Hallelujah.
God has been held back like a floodgate for too long, and he's waiting for his people to rise up and take their authority in the earth, being business leaders, being leaders in the earth, the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath.
Yes.
The anointing will take you there. We think, no, it stops right at the door. No, it doesn't. Your religious tradition has stopped it at the door. Your religious preachers have stopped it at the door, because they were unwilling to go there. They didn't want to dirty their hands with the filthy lucre. Clean it up then. Glory be to God forever. Every word of God contains prosperity. Hallelujah. Right?
Yeah.
All scriptures God breathed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And is profitable. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. What does it take to be thoroughly furnished? If you have a house, you need it thoroughly furnished. What's it take? Money. If you want a business and a ministry to be thoroughly furnished, what's it take? Money. Then the instruction comes from the inspiration of God in business matters to get you there.
Yes.
Are you here? Every word of God contains prosperity. Say that.
Every word
of God contains prosperity. Let me read this verse of scripture. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. So am I making this up? How can you say every word of God contains prosperity? Because this says it. It's given by inspiration of God and is profitable. What is every word of God?
Yes.
Say every word of God is profitable, which means it contains prosperity. Now, how are we going to extract that prosperity? Hopefully the ministry gifts will show us how to go in there and get it out.
Yeah.
Are there any verses of scripture that have to do with hospitality? Is there a hospitality business? Is there a hospitality industry? Are there words of God that contain prosperity that talk about hospitality? So God wants you to be in the hospitality business, and you go, wow, I've always wanted to own my own hotel. God wants you to own your own hotel. God has it put in his scripture, but we've not let the ministry and the anointing go there. We've kept it separate. The anointing stays at church on Sunday for 15 minutes. And after 15 minutes, I'm not listening to anything anyway. Every word of God contains prosperity. Are there prosperity scriptures that have to do with hospitality? Yes. So every word of God is God breathed and is profitable. Within that word is profit. The way to extract certain words of God is through business and the anointing to do business. It's 90% of your ministry. I hope you're here. I always wanted to be in the hotel business. How about food and eating? Is there anything about food and eating in the Bible? Then there has to be an anointing within those words that is for profit. And the profit would be, if you will, listen, if you will, because so many people are not willing. You have to will to know that God wants you to be in business, to know that that's his will for every child of God. If there's anything in the Bible about it, then it's God breathed and there's an anointing to profit in there. How about investment? banking, international trade, anything in the Bible about that, then there's a business there for you. I hope you're here. I hope you're listening. John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you what? All things. What about business things? Would business things be included in the all things? The Holy Ghost, the Comforter, when he is come, he will teach you all things. We've taken out the teaching gift in the body of Christ that has to do with business, which is 90% of what everybody's called to do. And not only the teacher, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher, all of which should be involved in this instruction and this anointing of the Word of God that brings people to business, brings people to prosperity. People that don't know business, and if you just dump prosperity on them, they would lose it all. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. And herein lies, we're coming full circle, the first thing I said, that God is speaking to you, but you don't understand the language. How are you going to understand the language of business if he wants to speak you in business? You're going to have to study to be quiet and learn to do your own business. Now, it wasn't but a few short weeks ago when I brought in that business book, From Good to Great. And he'd bring up that illustration that was in that book. Who brought that up? The Holy Ghost brought it up. He reminded me of it. He can't remind you of something you don't know. If you haven't put the study in, he can't remind you of it. Janie's not going to tell me some complex real estate deal that's sitting right there all the time. I don't know if you know that or not. If we had our eyes open to the reality of what God wants to do with us, it would be simple. But he can't say it to us because we don't even know what the heck he's talking about. Because we haven't studied. And he can't remind us of something that we don't know about. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Is this in your Bible? Yes. What's the Bible telling you to do? Get it. Well, if you got to get it, that means you don't have it. Get it?
Yep.
You have to get it. No, if you got to get it, you got to study to get it. You've got to go. And so one of the things that I would encourage you to do is begin to build your language so that the Holy Ghost can speak to you in business things. Because we've kept the Holy Ghost out of our business affairs when he wants to break open that door and walk through it in the power of the Spirit and say, hello, here I am. It's been a long time coming, but I have a people, says the Spirit, who are rising up now to take hold of my anointing to do business in the earth. And we shall go to a greater place, and we shall go to a stronger hold in the realms of finance.
Yep.
Get wisdom. Get understanding. And the Holy Ghost will be able to bring it to your remembrance. Right? Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this word to us this morning. We receive it in our spirits. It's life-changing. Say this after me. I am changed by this word this morning. My life is different now.
I shall never be the same.
New windows are opening to me.
Opportunities.
Business ventures, ideas.
And dreams.
All coming to me.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father, for it. It's working in you now. Be blessed.